The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 834.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, and make more money. Oh yeah. I'm Dana Wild. I am your host. And I know you want to be part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox. You're part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox, right? So you want to get the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get that at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. That's M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are going to talk about how to sustain your path so that you get what you want. And it doesn't matter what you want. You know, this particular listener that wrote in is asking about her business, building a business, but this could apply to anything. So whatever it is that you want in your life, whether you want a relationship, whether you want good health or a different activity level or weight loss or whatever you want, you can have it with what we're going to talk about today. So let me read what this person wrote in. She wrote, "Thanks to the celebrity formula, I feel like I am very clear about who I am and what my niche is and how to distinguish myself in my marketplace. But now what I'd like to know is how do I sustain my path?" And I kind of like that word sustain, don't you? I really think this is a really good question. Because I think that many of us who are building businesses, we get a little bit of momentum going. We want to know how to keep that momentum going. How do you sustain the path? How do you sustain the momentum that you've got going? So let's address this in just a few major areas. So the first area I want to address is, in case there are new listeners out there, or if you've been listening for a while, then you're going to be a pro at this part, because the solution is always the same. When it comes to brain training, when it comes to how your brain is helping you achieve success, the solution is always the same. What are you saying and how is that matching up for you? What are you saying and how is that matching up for you? And what you're going to find after you've been playing this for a while is you get very aware of the things that you're saying, even stories that you say for a long time, and you just kind of say them like in the background of your day. And then one day you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I've been saying that over and over again. It's kind of fun when you start to really wake up to your own stories. So what are you saying and how is it matching up for you? So in this case, the story isn't the sustain your path part of the story. The story that you're focusing on here is that you don't know how. So the story is, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to sustain this path. I'm clear on some things, but a lot of other things, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. And so when you say that story over and over and over and over again, you create a brain that's cluttered. You create a brain that's muddled. You create a brain that's confused, because your brain is your best friend. Whatever you say, you get back 100%. You have a little part of the brain called the reticular activating system, and that little part of the brain is a matchmaker, and it matches up in your outside world everything you're saying on a day-to-day basis. So when you say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, there might be an answer right in front of you that could lead you to the next step, but your brain wants to support you. So your brain says, oh, you don't know. So we're going to make sure and kind of put that in a blind spot for you. You know, you think about all of the different bits of information and colors and sights and sounds that are within our awareness. We'd go crazy if we had to process all of that. So we don't. The RAS does it for us, the reticular activating system. So the story, I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't know how, blocks not only you, but a lot of people. This is why I said that is the story that a lot of us are telling about whatever it is that we want. I don't know how to lose weight. I don't know how to find love. I don't know how to fill in the blank. And so you're telling this story, I don't know how to sustain my path. I don't know how to keep momentum. So a couple of caveats with this point that I think are going to give you some real serious relief. No one who has been successful for the first time knows how to do anything. You know, think about that for a second. $1 million business owners who achieved their $1 million level didn't know how to do it when they started. Nobody who's done anything knows how to do it when they first start out. Think about somebody who's maybe been at a heavy weight their entire life. And then they set out and they end up losing, we'll just say 100 pounds. Well, when they started out, they didn't know how to lose 100 pounds. When somebody who built a $1 million business started out, they didn't know how to build a $1 million business. Nobody who's achieved anything for the first time knows how to do it. Now, once you've done it the first time, you know, you've got a better idea how to do that same thing. Again, you kind of know some things that have worked for you. But the first time, nobody knows how to do it. Isn't that crazy? I remember when I very first heard that, and I'm pretty sure I heard it from Bill Harris at Centerpoint Research. And that was such an eye-opener for me. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true. Everybody who has ever done anything or built a business or done anything, they've had to just bang around and try some different things and see what worked and see what didn't and get results, good or bad, you know, wanted or unwanted results, and then try something else and try something else. So we talk about this many times, and Bill Harris talked about this, from the action perspective. I don't know what action to take. I don't know what action to take. I don't know how to sustain my path. And nobody knows what action to take. We're all just banging around trying to figure it out. But what we can shift right now, immediately, in this moment, is the story step. Because if you can get the better story going, get something different than the I don't know how story going, now what happens is your brain gets on board and helps you still bang around and figure things out, but maybe make better choices, right? Because your brain is looking for choices that match the I'm starting to get this story. So that is step one. And that is step two and step three and step five and step 20 and step 30 is train your brain, train your brain, train your brain, train your brain. Keep telling the good story and the rest will sort itself out. So right now your story is, yeah, thanks to the celebrity formula, I've got a lot of clarity about who I am and what my niche is and how to distinguish myself in my marketplace. And now you want to shift that other story. And I'm getting better and better at understanding how to sustain my path. I'm getting better and better at understanding emotional momentum. I'm getting better and better at brain training. I like telling the new story. I like noticing when I'm swaying one way that maybe doesn't serve me and catching myself. And that's brain training. I like being able to focus on a thought that feels good. I like being able to tell myself that I'm starting to understand this. The more I start to say I'm starting to understand this, the more I start to feel like I'm starting to understand it. It feels so good to be a brain trainer. It feels so good to get emotional momentum. And I finally figured out that emotional momentum really just means saying the words that feel good. And when I find those words that feel good and I continue to say those words that feel good, I start to get emotional momentum. And the more I say words that feel good, the more emotional momentum I get, the easier it is, the more my brain opens up and the creative pathways open up and I get better ideas and I feel like taking action. And the next logical step presents itself and I see the next thing to do and the next and the next and the next, because I'm not only sustaining my path, I'm gaining momentum. I'm gaining momentum from my positive thought. I'm moving forward from my positive thought. I'm feeling good from my positive thought. I'm getting better and better and better at this, and my brain is helping me every step of the way. So that is so much better than sustaining your path. You want to be on the intentional action route. You want to be on the brain training route. You want to be on the emotional momentum route. And the way you do that is start to talk about it as though you already are. Start to talk about it as though you're already getting it. Because you are. You've been listening. You have been through the celebrity formula. You understand energy shifting and energy movement, all of that. We've talked about it. You totally get how to do this. We've gone through it extensively. And even if you're a listener right now and you've never been through the celebrity formula, you have heard on this podcast enough times how to be aware, focus on a thought that feels better than the thought you're thinking. Practice a few different thoughts until you find a couple that you really like. Say those thoughts over and over again. Feel the emotional shift. If you said nothing else right now except, I'm starting to get more clear on this. I'm starting to feel the emotional shift. I'm starting to gain emotional momentum. I'm starting to gain emotional momentum. I'm starting to feel the emotional shift. I'm starting to get more clear on this. Those three sentences over and over and over and over again. Man, look out. Your brain is going to open up and stuff is going to light up and you're going to see so many cool things. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, you have totally got this.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.